From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. Jeremy Hobson is off today. This is Here and Now. And the Scottish minister, the head of the Scottish government, who also led the effort to make Scotland independent from the UK, is stepping down. Alex Salmond says he will resign following yesterday's no vote on independence.
I think the party, parliament and country would benefit from new leadership. Therefore, I've told the National Secretary of the Scottish National Party that I shall not accept a nomination for leader at the annual conference in Perth on the 13th to the 15th of November. After the membership ballot, I'll stand down as First Minister to allow the new leader to be elected by due parliamentary process.
In the end, 55% of Scottish voters said they wanted to keep the 307-year-old union with the UK. Earlier today, British Prime Minister David Cameron had this to say about the vote.
The people of Scotland have spoken, and it is a clear result. They have kept our country of four nations together. And like millions of other people, I am delighted. As I said during the campaign, it would have broken my heart to see our United Kingdom come to an end.
NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Edinburgh. And Ari, Salmond stepping down. Is this a surprise?
Well, I wouldn't say that people expected it, but certainly many speculated that if the independence referendum did not go the Scottish National Party's way, that Salmond would be likely to resign. The flip side of that argument is that he really moved Scotland far closer to independence than anyone previously had, and arguably moved the SNP from a fringe party to a major political force that got global attention. After this vote, there is now going to be a big negotiation with the main parties in London about what kinds of powers Scotland will have. And it's possible that facing that, he just didn't think he had the credibility and power to have that kind of a negotiation after having lost this referendum.
You know, the sense that he lost the vote, so he maybe lost some power in that negotiation. But some would say he won this incredible legacy of getting Britain to gain these powers. And remind us, this is a fellow, along with his party, he was considered fringe. The party was considered fringe at one time with this idea of independence.
Absolutely. He became First Minister in 2007 when the idea of Scottish independence seemed far off, and the Scottish National Party was a party that nobody really took seriously. Then in 2011, the party took the majority of the Scottish Parliament, and suddenly he was leading the charge for this independence referendum, which, while it did not pass, came closer than ever before in the 300-plus years of Scottish history with the union with England.
Yeah, but not quite close enough, 55 to something like 45. A wider spread than any of the polls showed going in. What happened?
You're right that the polls had shown a 20-point gap with unity in the lead for a very long time. And then just before the vote, the polls tightened really, really closely. Going into the vote, they showed a near tie, so the polls were clearly off. What we can say, based on what we know of the vote, is that older people were much more likely to vote for unity, keeping Scotland in the United Kingdom. Women were much more likely to vote for unity. Men were more likely to vote for independence. Working class voters were more likely to vote yes for independence, whereas wealthier voters were more likely to vote to stay in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. So who is likely to replace Alex Salmond?
Nicola Sturgeon, his deputy, seems like the most likely candidate. She has been by his side through this whole campaign and, is sort of the next in line within the party. I don't think there is a sense that the party needs an overhaul. Many would say the party is more relevant than ever. It's just that they lost this very important referendum last night.
Yeah. And what is it like there on the streets now? It is the day after. And, half the country just about, or a little more than half, won, half lost. What's the feeling there?
Well, the yes campaign was always sort of the more vocal, the more active, the ones that were putting stickers on things, putting chalk slogans on things, waving the flags. Although the no campaign was active as well, I think the yes campaign is feeling a little deflated, and the no campaign might just be catching up on sleep because it was a very long night. The results didn't start coming in until well after midnight, and the sun was up by the time that we actually knew the outcome.
Yeah. So maybe some healing there in Scotland after this really, intense vote, but also a lot of independent-minded people across Europe, in Catalonia, in Spain, the Flemish in Belgium, were watching, and some watching closely. Some had sent delegations there.
That's right. Last night, we were at the Foreign Media Center where the count was taking place, and there was number of people from Catalonia, both government officials and journalists, who saw this as an example that they would like to follow, even though the independence referendum did not pass. Just the fact that the people of Scotland were able to go to the polls, cast a vote, and determine how they wish to be governed was, as you say, really an inspiration for independence movements not only in Europe but around the world.
Yeah. And so what do they take from this? Again, you know, inspiration, but, you know, do you think it will lead to things? What's the speculation there in Scotland? Have they triggered other movements?
Well, as recently as this Monday and as recently as this morning, in fact, David Cameron said, this will not be the same as it was. Scotland will have more power and autonomy on matters ranging from taxes to spending to welfare. And so now everyone has to get together and hammer out the details of what that autonomy looks like. That's going to be this tug of war that I mentioned earlier, both between the parties in London and between London and Scotland. David Cameron has also said he wishes to extend autonomy to Wales, Northern Ireland. That's all going to be hammered out in the months ahead.
And, Ari Shapiro, one thing we talked earlier today, and we were saying that another thing that has definitely happened for Scotland is people have remembered it, perhaps, and seen this beautiful, feisty, wonderful country. And I'm sure there's going to be a tourist influx as well.
Perhaps so, yeah.
Yeah. NPR's Ari Shapiro, already there in Edinburgh. Thanks so much.
Good to talk with you, Robin.
You too.